His life was revolutionized. You see, we are country club mentality people. So let's not act like we have it all together. And let's pretend that Lakeside is a place where maybe somebody could meet Jesus. Are you satisfied?
God has laid a word on my heart that I would like to share with you this morning before we do a little bit more singing, and that is concerning something that's coming up in about 16 days. Unless you have your head in the sand, you know that our presidential election is right around the corner. There's a dilemma for believers. I want you to hear me on this. In the top two candidates themselves, just thinking of the top two candidates, there's really not an evangelical choice, and there's really not a good moral choice as far as the individuals themselves. That's my personal opinion. You could disagree with that. And so that's caused a dilemma. That's caused a nervousness amongst Christians and Christianity and in our own body. In the last couple of weeks, amongst the Christians, even in our own body, I've observed some anxiety, some fretting, a lot of fretting, anger, disillusionment, and bitterness. Not really knowing what to do. And if anxiety or fretting or anger or disillusionment or bitterness would be a description for you when it comes to this election, then I want to say something to you right now. Stop it already. Stop it. Stop the fretting. Stop the disillusionment. Stop your anger. The Bible clearly affirms God's sovereign control over all things, no matter what it looks like on the surface. Psalm 29:10 says, "The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and he sits as king forever." Amen? Can I get an amen to that? It's true. Now, it'll take you too long to find it, and we could go to many examples in Scripture, and I don't have a lot of time because this is supposed to be announcements and not preaching. Preach it, yeah, there you go. But I want to tell you about the little book, The Minor Prophet of Habakkuk. Like I said, you're going to fumble around, and I'm just going to refer to a couple of verses out of the three chapters of Habakkuk. They'll be on the screen, so you don't need to turn there, but if you can easily get there, then turn there. He was a guy that lived about 600 B.C., 2,600 years ago or so. He was a prophet in a land that supposedly was a God-fearing nation. But Habakkuk, when he looked around, this God-fearing nation supposedly, violence was everywhere, Habakkuk said. Lawlessness was all over the place. And blatant evil was running rampant. Wow, if that doesn't describe us. To Habakkuk, his country that he loved had lost its moral compass. So he starts out and he's talking to God. And Habakkuk is very interesting because he's not actually, it's not addressed to people. It's a letter addressed to God. And he's talking to God and he says, "God, why aren't you stepping in? Don't you see what's happening to our country, your country? Why the silence, God? Where are you, God?" Habakkuk 1, I think I have these couple of verses up there. He starts out, and this is what he says. "O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and you will not hear? Or cry to you, there's violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law, listen to what he said, 2,600 years ago, the law is paralyzed. Justice never goes forth. The wicked surround the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. He wants to know if God cares. And I think that's where we're at. If you're living and breathing, God, are you? Where are you? Where are you? And then God says in chapter 1 and verse 6, he gives Habakkuk an answer, and Habakkuk cannot believe the answer. And I think I have Habakkuk, 5 and 6. And so here's God's answer. You're not going to believe this if you've never read this before. God says, look among the nations and see. Wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if told. For behold, I'm raising up the Chaldeans. They're the Babylonians. They're the enemies of the nation of Israel. God says, I'm going to raise them up. God says, they're going to be the ones that are going to bring justice to the nation, the enemies. Not only is God not going to answer Habakkuk the way Habakkuk wants him to answer, he's going to do the exact opposite. Will you say what? So God says, I'm going to do an unbelievable thing. I'm going to give the nation what they deserve, and I'm going to use the enemy of the nation to do it. But God says, don't fret. And again, we're skipping very fast here because he makes two promises in the very next chapter of Habakkuk. He says in chapter 2 and verse 4, the just shall live by faith. I want you to know that even though I'm going to do this thing in your land that you're not going to completely understand, the just are still going to live by faith. And I want you to live by faith. I want you to trust in me no matter what you see. And then he says in chapter 2 and verse 14, a second promise. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. So God is saying, Habakkuk, it's crazy, it's wild, it's not what you expect, but I'm still in control. And if you live by faith, I'm going to bless you. And there's coming a day, even through the midst of all of this, that my glory is going to fill the earth. And that's God's promise to us. The just will live by faith, and one day the glory of God will fill the earth. So stop fretting. Stop being angry. Stop being bitter. Matter of fact, Habakkuk says right at the end of Habakkuk in chapter 3 and verse 18 and 19, he said, oh my goodness, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord, my strength, he makes my feet like the deer's. He makes makes me tread on the high places. He lifts me up. Habakkuk said, I can actually have joy at its highest when circumstances are at their lowest. That's what he says. Habakkuk affirms God's sovereignty. Now, I do not know if this is a word, but I am a sovereignist. I believe in God's sovereignty. The question is, do we? Do we believe in God's sovereignty? Now, I believe in human responsibility. I've never personally given a thought about not voting. I'm going to vote. I'll seek to fulfill my human responsibility and privilege. But listen, my vote is not where my faith rests. Do you get that? My vote is not where my faith rests. Let me wind this down. There are two verses that bring me comfort and guide my heart so that I don't personally become angry and start worrying and get filled with anxiety and fret and sin. Let me give them to you. Proverbs 21 and verse 1. Get it down. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wills. Whoever gets elected, they are in the palm of God's hand, and he will turn them however he wills. Do not fret. The just shall live by their faith. Romans 9 and verse 17. And if you know the story of Pharaoh, I want you to take this to heart. For the scripture says to Pharaoh, for this very purpose I have raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name might be proclaimed in all of the earth. Pharaoh. He raised Pharaoh up for those purposes. Stop fretting or being sinfully angry. And start letting the world see our faith in God. It's a greatest, one of the greatest opportunities we have to show our confidence in God. I wrote down for myself, Dave, the world does not need to see your sinful fretting. They need to see your Savior. Amen? I close with one last verse. Paul said in Philippians 3, my citizenship is in heaven, and from it I await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Let me pray. Father, praise the Lord. Father, thank you again for your many blessings. We pray for our country. This country that in your sovereignty you've allowed us to be born and raised into, most of us born into, but we're all being raised in it. Lord, you've asked us to pray for our leaders, have a concern for our country. Lord, we're concerned about religious liberty and all these things, and yet you are in control. Help us to get a grip on that this election cycle, and over the next 2 weeks, might that world that's out there that's shaken and lost, might they see our faith in a Savior who's coming back for us. Help us to live in light of the fact that we're citizens of heaven and we're temporary residents here on earth. We thank you for your goodness. In Christ's precious name, amen.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lakeside Fellowship Podcast. If you have any questions about this message, or if you'd like more information about our church, please don't hesitate to contact us. Thanks. We'll see you next week.